What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Thanks for joining us here every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 to midnight. This evening we got something a little interesting going on. For those of you that were paying attention last week, it was crazy with Halloween, and all the local morning shows were kind enough to include Darkness Radio as part of their lineup, having us in, talking about ghosts, all the cool stuff going on. So, to return the favor, we brought in the lovely psychic Tiffany.
Aww.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Thank you.
We're going to make you shine today.
I don't know about lovely, but I'm here.
What we're doing is we're going to spend some time with some of the voices you've grown to love and recognize all over the Twin Cities.
Icons.
Icons, yes. As a matter of fact, we have the Grand Dame of Twin Cities Radio. When I moved here, listen to their morning show every day.
I was just mentioning that I remember the billboards, so I totally dated myself.
The Grand Dame.
You are.
Well, when you come in here,
because
I remember trying to find a place when you used to be with Steve
Cochran.
Yeah, Cochran.
Yeah, I just saw him last weekend in Chicago.
And you do all your live shoots. We'd be out somewhere. I went out to a couple of them just to see you and meet you because I was like, because we wanted to be in
that
radio.
Kind of a geek.
Yeah, I am a little bit of a radio nerd. So it was a cool opportunity. But then here we are. Get a chance to be on your show last week. So we wanted to have you come in.
I'm scared.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Tiffany very rarely unleashes
anybody.
Demons. The whole idea, we just want everybody to kind of have fun. We also have the equally as lovely Mark Rosen in the studio with us. And we're gonna do readings for both of these two right now, and then we're going to be spinning out some of the other groups. So stay with us because we've got the Superstar and Sludge, Tim.
Hey.
And that's right. They're going to be joining us in here. We also have the K102 Morning Show is going to be joining us, Mus Fish and Donna Valentine, and a lot more going on this morning, so I hope that you'll stick with us. Well, why don't we get started, Tiff? What makes it easier for you to get connected with the people that you're going to connect with?
Mountain Dew.
That's the psychic joy juice that gets you there?
Yeah, that's right. It's right there. The good people at the Pepsi company.
Now, Lee, is there somebody that's passed away that you would like to communicate with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's probably a couple people, but
give me one in particular.
My mom.
Your mom. Good. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I hope it's your mom because she's kind of coming through. What's her first name, please?
Dorothy.
Oh my God, you're the spitting image of her. You look just like her. And she has the greatest, funniest little giggle laugh coming through. She's talking about it.
Nervous. Is she humming?
No, she's not humming. No, she's like laughing out loud. And she tells me that she still sits down and has coffee with you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so I don't know if you ever like are just randomly smelling coffee while you're in your car or whatever. But she says she wants you to know that that's her coming through to you. She says, too, that you're having like a little ear problem that you need to get looked at. Like there's a ringing in your ear and she's talking about it like you need to go into the doctor's office and take care of that because you're ignoring it and thinking it's just going to go away. It's not.
For those of you listening at home, Lee Balzik is shaking her head in agreement.
And I live with an ENT, which is really scary.
But she's saying that you need to go take care of that. Otherwise, but she just, you know, more than anything, and I know this is kind of a bland message, but she's telling me to tell you how proud she is of you. That you, she says like, now I'm yelling at her in my head. She's saying she's telling me like she wasn't able to give you a lot. And I'm certain that that's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she says she gave you content. That's exactly how she phrases it to me. And so I think that's really cute. But that's her message to you. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask her?
Wow. You know, I was thinking of John McCain made me cry this week when he was talking about Barack's grandma and that she didn't get to see the day he got elected president.
But
made
of course
me
she
cry.
Did.
And I, my mom, can she see the kids
Absolutely.
That I brought into my life?
Absolutely. She can.
Cool.
Yeah. And she does this like big, small, otherwise, you know, like all the very, so cute. And so that's her gesture that she,
all of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. She knows. Absolutely.
Cool.
Honey, she's with you all the time.
That's cool.
Yay.
I knew that.
Of course you knew that. No, go get that ear looked at, sister.
Yeah. Very cool.
And I got a cup of coffee waiting for me and my mom, so I got to go.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Balzvik from the City's 97 Morning Show. Thanks for stopping in with us, Lee. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Lee.
Wow, look at this strapping young buck.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, from CCO, we've got
the
Mark
celebrity
Rosen.
Himself.
The celebrity himself.
The heck with the superstar.
I know. Here.
I know. And promoter.
Yes.
I put on some Barry White.
Yeah, listen to him. He's getting his Mac on over here. Yeah.
Can we leave the room?
I wish you would.
You saw how this kind of works with Lee. Yes. Is there somebody that's crossed over that you would like to make a connection with?
Well, my dad. I mean, I was very, very close to him, and I've been thinking about him a lot this week for lots of reasons, particularly the election, but just sort of with my mom still doing quite well in town, not too far from here. We were discussing sort of...
What's your dad's first name?
Joe.
Hold on. The first thing that he said, he wants you to know his throat's okay. And I don't know what the deal is with the throat. I don't know if that he always had a scratchy throat, sore throat when he passed, whatever, but that's his very first thing. And it's like, why is he talking about the anniversary? What's the anniversary? And like real recently, like it just happened like a couple weeks ago or like, you know, real recent.
His birthday.
Oh, okay. That same difference.
His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. It's open. Yeah. For him, since it's not a birth anymore, it would be an anniversary.
Very good. Yeah.
That's how they convey it. So he's just talking about that. So he's acknowledging that. And so he's saying, thank you, whatever you did for him. Thank you. He's also, he tells me, oh, this is funny. Okay, maybe not so funny, but he tells me like you're holding back. Why are you like turning down things now? And he's just saying like, does that make sense to you? You don't have to explain if you don't want to.
Okay. Well, it's radio.
But he's talking about. Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. There's that little media thing. But he's talking about like you're holding yourself back. You should be taking all these opportunities. He says you need to go. And so, he doesn't want you to limit yourself.
You could be the best Chippendale dancer of all time.
That's totally where I was going with it.
Thanks, Dad. I don't think you were going in that direction, but no, I know what he's saying.
I've
been fighting myself in particular about, I want to start writing a book, which I just talked about on the radio this morning.
Why are you stopping yourself from doing it?
I'm procrastinating because I'm trying to find, once I get going on it, I don't want to stop.
Oh.
And it's sort of like one of those things where I got to get myself more time management.
Okay.
And I have a lot of great ideas in my head, and I think maybe that's what he's referring to, because I do really want to get this done.
Yeah, you have to, and it just...
You told me that, too.
But he's like doing this, like, let's go.
Okay. My dad was going to be sitting on the couch watching Sports Arena, so, Dad, let me get back at you right now.
Just kidding. Let me kick your ass a little bit.
But he's doing well.
Yeah, no, he's doing totally well.
He's
super fine. He keeps showing me the number 10, so I don't know if he's talking about 10.
Fran Tarkenton was his favorite player.
Was Fran Tarkenton number 10?
Yes, he was.
Because he keeps like telling me like 10, 10, 10. I'm sorry, I'm so not sporty.
That's quite all right.
Forgive
me.
I think you're awesome, but so not sporty. you know. Hold on. Let me just see what else. Overall, though, he just wants... Yeah, he just wants you to know that he's doing well. He's talking about your mom. Hold on a second. I'm just asking what he needs. He says that it's not heart. He tells me he's concerned about her lungs and like upper respiratory issue that's going on. And so he's saying like, you need to, you always like drag her like, Ma, we're going to the doctor. Ma, we're going, you're doing this. Ma,
we're
constantly. And so he's like, you have to drag her. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to drag her. And he says in the next couple of weeks, you're going to have to drag her to the doctor for that.
I won't be dragging her, but I'll keep that in mind.
Right, probably not by the hair. Let's not do the caveman thing.
Beat me up.
But
she would ground me. She's still capable of doing that. That's all.
Tim and I will show up with duct tape and a gag. We'll help you get her in the car.
That's nice. No.
No, he's doing well. What did you want to know?
Well, I mean, I think more. Well,
sorry, I'm sorry. No. He's interrupting. Sorry.
That's my dad.
Why? Okay, sorry. Why is the watch? Why is he talking? The watch. What's the deal with the watch?
Well, this is my 30-year anniversary watch from WC Show Television. I'm wearing it on my wrist.
Oh, okay. Because he's like, watch, yay, watch. He wanted to acknowledge your watch.
Wow.
Okay.
That gives me chills.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And
I rarely
so
wear
sorry.
This watch.
Oh, that's so
Why
funny.
Does it say Roto Rooter on it?
Oh, wait,
that's my side job.
Paradermal people.
Giveaway deal.
He was Joe the Plumber.
Lee, that's why we work so well together. Yeah. He was Joel, the Paramount Pictures guy.
All right, what did you want to ask?
I just
want to
know how if he's talking to his brothers up there. If he's sort of is it a family affair up there? Because I heard once before they like their card game was called Schmear, and they played a lot of cards up there.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Is he happy with family up there?
Yeah, absolutely, he is. And he's saying the two. So did he just have two brothers that have passed?
He had more, but
he's saying specifically. He's telling me too. He's just standing right here, but yeah, he's telling me too, real specifically, that he's with all the time. So he's good.
Wonderful.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Guys.
Thank you, Mark. Now, Tiff, when you're making these connections, do you physically see the spirits in the room with you, or are your spirit guides going out and making the connection for you?
No, I'll see them here in the room. And, it's not like I'm seeing you standing next to me here. It's more a mental picture, but yeah, seven times out of ten, I'll see them, in a more physical nature. I'll all of a sudden have an imprint of them in my mind. So,
do you ever, you always give these messages of love and light. Do you ever get just pissed off spirits that come back and they're like, you tell that Mark that I haven't forgiven him? And do you ever get the ghosts that come through that are just, they still have an axe to grind?
Yeah. You know what? I had a story. I was reading for a young woman, and she was actually a nurse. And of course, I would never give her name, but she was connecting with a friend of theirs that had passed. And the friend of hers stood behind me, looming over me, and she was insisting that this girl was shooting drugs. I'm like, and I kept dismissing it. I'm like, no way. This girl's a nurse. She knows better. She was screaming in my head, and I finally had to bring it forward. And I'm like, I know this is really personal. You don't even have to comment on this, but if I don't tell you this, this is going to be haunting me forever. And I brought it up to her, and she just dropped her head, and she said, I did. She's like, she was shooting meth. And from that day forward, she got clean.
Well, that's
sober.
Almost like a good message, though, because
it was really loud, and it was really angered, though.
Just very full.
It had to be very harsh.
Negative
energy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate Tiff. Stay with us. We got a lot more coming up, a lot more morning shows.
We're
going to put through the ringer this evening. You're listening to Darkness Radio. We're here with every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 to midnight. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to our website and click on the podcast. You'll be able to check out all of our shows going all the way back to August 24th. And hear what we've been up to. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. Hey, good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town paranormal radio show. Check out our website. We've got a bunch of cool new things going on. You can check out darknessevents.com for all the new events that we're doing around the world. Checking out really cool haunted spots and a live UFO event that we're going to be doing at Trout Lake, Washington in August 2009. I hope that you'll check it out and join us. Also, go to darknessradio.com and click on the live chat. There you can join us along with all types of other people that are interested in the paranormal. You'll be a part of the group and community there. We do have that going on during the show, and you can direct questions to Tim or any of the other representatives like Ben that might be in the chat room. Hopefully we'll be able to get those questions aired for you. Right now, though, we're live in studio here with Psychic Tiffany. And again, Tiffany, if people want to talk to you off air, if they want to get readings with you, they can go to readingsbytiffany.com.
Absolutely.
And that's TIFFANY.
Just like the jewelry store.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Again, readings by Tiffany in the studio with us. Now, this guy, Tim, has been good to us.
Yeah.
Entire month of October,
and
had us in every Tuesday so that he could promote it. Yeah, he's a good looking
buck. He's a good-looking man.
That's right. I think we should have him and Rosen duke it out for,
I just heard you have a restaurant down south.
I had a restaurant south.
This is Mike Morris, ladies and gentlemen, the superstar from KFAM's morning show. Thanks a lot, superstar.
No, we got out of the restaurant business, but we're thinking about maybe jumping back in.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe
a little different idea, a little different approach, but we may do it again.
Nice,
Superstar's fried chicken.
Pardon me?
Superstar's fried chicken.
Might not. That might be a new concept. That might be on the menu. Yeah, there was a 1.5 pound burger.
Oh, get out. Could you eat it?
On the menu. Oh, I ate two of them in 10 minutes.
Have you heard of the new, there's a new burger joint. It's called coronary or heart attack, something like that, and all the waitresses dress in like those sleazy nurse outfits.
Yes.
And have you seen that? And they've got the big burgers that are like 12 pounds of meat and bacon.
That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, did you hear that? My arteries are hardening right now just talking about it. Look at Jimmy's like, I'm going to live there.
Well, Superstar, the way this works, if you have somebody that you'd like to connect with on the other side, you're just going to tell Tiffany who it is, and then she's going to kind of try to link in, and then she'll let you also, if you have some questions specifically for him. So I'm going to shut up and let you guys do your bit. Tiffany, the star.
What up? Who do you want me to connect with, honey?
I want to go back.
Yeah, to go back.
In time and pull a name out of the past that was very significant in the way things sort of went down for me. It's my college football coach.
Oh.
He was my head coach, Bruce Craddock, at Northeast Missouri State. Missouri. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you could.
Yeah, let me
if
see
you could
if
connect
I can,
with him.
Yeah, absolutely. What I love it that you're connecting with somebody that's not a family, but not that there's anything wrong with that, you know. But cool.
Well, he was somewhat of a father figure, rather. Father figure to me, and I think a lot of who I am today, and maybe the way things worked out for me was in due. Due credit to him and what he did for me.
You know, what he's coming through, absolutely. I don't know what the November connection is. I don't know if that's a birthday of the month he passed, what he's trying to acknowledge with the November thing. But I mean, okay. I understand that we're in the month of November, but there's something beyond that that he's trying to connect with. But he also tells me, too, this is going to sound awful, but blow smoke up your skirt. Not that you're wearing one. Let's just be real clear for the listeners.
But I am.
The man kilt. As opposed to the woman kilt, because anyway, whatever. But he's telling me and this is exactly what he's saying, is you were always like underrated. Like people did not expect enough from you. And then you would come out and kind of blow them away. And that's what he's telling me, is that's why he just loved working with you. That's why he always saw the potential in you, but so many other people didn't along the way. And so that's so sweet. He says you're the feather in his cap. Like, no, thank good. You. Thank you for that. And so he just he says, too. And I don't know if you just gained all your weight and your height and everything more in the college years, but he's talking about how you shot up in college. And that's exactly how, I'm not saying he came in as a scrawny little guy, but he's talking about like that you, I mean, like physically kind of came into your own as well in college. He believes that you should have gone off to a different college. And I don't know if he tried to encourage that, towards the end of your college career, mm-hmm, but he's saying like, you should have gone somewhere else. And he's talking about like, you could have done more, not that you didn't achieve a ton, but here again, he's talking about how you never got enough credit, and that that's just so important to him, that, you know, and you recognize that from him. Hold on a sec. He's telling me that he loved your mom. And not loved my mom, but he's saying like, she was such a good woman. There's like a connection there. Yeah. He just has to acknowledge that.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Oh my gosh. And then he too says, oh my God, honey, not that they usually come through and like rank you down, but he just is like so encouraging and so inspiring. But he also talks about how you, from your football career, became such a good business person. And he's proud of that as well, that the diversification, you didn't just count on doing one thing. You really had that foresight to see, and he's talking about and this is exactly what he says. We talked about the restaurant thing, but he's talking about the many businesses that you have and the many different things that you do. And he's talking about four specifically, like that you have all running right now. And so he's just, he's mentioning that. So he's just, more than anything, here again, it's really just a message of how proud he is of you, and that he had a crush on your mommy, apparently. What's the connection with mom? I have to hear that.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. Some of the things that you've said, you got me hooked. You got me hooked here. And you know what? I've had a tough time with this, I'll be honest, but the more and more I've had Dave and everyone come in, I'm the more interested I've become in it. And for this moment right now, I have to tell you,
yeah,
there are some things that you're saying that are just him, only him.
Yeah.
Only he could have said it. And about my mom, she cooked for him. She made him a couple meals when he came to recruit me in person.
Oh, get out.
And she made him a couple meals and really threw on the big spread for him at our house.
Yeah.
And she told you about a wild night back in the day when she met him back in college herself.
She had old Crash Craddock. He lived up to his name, apparently. There were things that I just didn't know about, but apparently, Bruce was very interested in having me come to school there and willing to do anything. So anyway, no, I'm amazed. I'm amazed
good.
By some of the things you said.
Good.
From the business standpoint, and an overachiever, which I truly was for no more than I had to bring to the table as a college player. And I grew and I continue to grow in college. I was not big when I came in, but I kept growing.
That's what
some of those things
about.
Were amazing. The correlation of, of what I was when I got to college.
Did you find that people were underestimating you repeatedly?
That was all I ever got. That was all I ever had. Why are you going to do that? That's a waste of time. And I said, well, then maybe I'll get out of here and go show you guys. I'll go show you guys.
I'm not coming back to the farm
and getting a job and staying here in Centerville, Iowa. I'm gonna get out and go do this. But no one had ever done that from my small town. No one had ever gone in any sport to play professional sports, but I was the first one.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it was to get back and get a job quickly because your parents need you. And I just said no to it. I was not going to have it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but I was an overachiever. Yeah.
You are an overachiever.
Well, I had nothing to bring to the table but long snapping. And I could do that. Yeah. That was one thing I could do. And I said, I'm going to go do this.
And you're going to do it. The best that could ever be. I was lucky to make it.
I was lucky to make it, but the long snapping carried it.
You're selling yourself short, man. You still had those beautiful piercing blue eyes.
On the football field, that only counts if you're Mike Singletary. But the piercing eyes, it only counts if you're the right guy. I didn't have the rest to go along with the eyes.
I don't believe that. Well, listen, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with your partner in crime, Sludge, is here with
us. All right.
And we're going to do a little reading for Sludge. So stick with us. You're listening to Darkness Radio. And welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. This evening we have Psychic Tiffany in the studio with us, and we're kind of paying it forward, helping back all the great morning shows that had us on last week, and bringing in the different hosts so they can come on in and experience a little bit of our world in the paranormal. So now we've got sitting across from us probably the most skeptical of the group, Tim.
I know, he's my hero.
This is the guy who has been busting my chops the most about all this paranormal gobbledygook. So I didn't tell Tiffany that. She's about to sweat it. But we just got done with the superstar Mike Morris. We've got in here Sludge with us now from KFAN Morning Show. Good evening.
Yeah, appreciate it. This is going to be fun. Like you said, I'm the big skeptic, but I love your...
I couldn't tell by your folded up arms and the look on your face.
God damn it, why am I here?
Yeah, that's why I listen to you guys' show, too. I'm intrigued because it doesn't make any sense to me. So you know what I'm saying? It's still fascinating to see like your minds work, and I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get inside your heads, and I can't do it.
Okay. We spent hours Googling
and looking up every bit of information we could but all we have to go on is the word sludge, so we don't have... Most of it's to do with muck, and I don't think we've got the right info. But Tiffany's kind of on her own. If she connects with the other side and comes up with your connections. Here we go. Okay, so now, Sludge, you have somebody that's crossed over that you would like to try to make a communication
with? Sure, I have a cousin.
First name, please.
Cody.
What do you want to know about Cody?
Just how he is now, I guess.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me try to pull Cody up. The very first thing that I get, and I'm not seeing Cody, but the very first thing that I get is the April calendar. What's the April connection? Birthday, anniversary, month past.
My birth is in April.
He's just acknowledging that for you. Hold on one second. This is a little bit darker, not bad, but a little bit, but he wants me to tell you he went like that. Like he crossed over very, very quickly. It's just something that he needed to tell you. And I don't know if there was any concern about that in the family, but he really wants to pass that along. He tells me, yeah, you should get the new car. So I don't know if you've been thinking about the new car, but he's talking about you getting a new car. And like, and honest to God, he goes like tick tock, like it's going to happen soon. Hold on.
Well, Sludge has had his eye on the Dukes of Hazzard Mio car that he wanted to build himself. Yeah, no, Dixie Lee, General Lee.
Oh my God, no!
What the hell kind of psychic are you?
Shut up! Wasn't Dixie the name of Daisy Dukes?
Yes, that was. I think you're thinking of the cups.
Yes.
Shut up.
Dixie cups.
Y'all can rot.
All right.
Anyway.
Are you thinking about a nice Lincoln Continental for yourself?
I got a new car last May, so I'm not really looking for a new car.
Just careful. Watch it then, because he's talking. Okay. Yeah, he's really talking about, and that was like came through like a ton of bricks.
So I shouldn't drive it? Should I stay out of it for my own safety or what?
No, he's not showing me. But just there might be something that just comes along. Just kind of watch for it. It's usually that stuff where you're like, no, I don't see it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are the phone calls that I get 2 weeks later and went, holy crap, I didn't see it at all. And so, but he's talking about that. He tells me
that it may be a pink Mary Kay vehicle. Does that make sense?
I'm in.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta find the right car
and then he'll change.
I'm all trying to be serious. I'm done.
No, that's it. You can't. Come on. I'm just filling time for you. Because he's looking all sad and skeptical. I want to give him some, you know.
Sad and skeptical?
Yeah, sad and skeptical.
Hold on. Well, he talks about too how okay, if anybody heard that, that was just my text messaging. But the little horn beeping. Oh my God, it's a car!
but he's talking
about how he was...
With that horn.
Oh my God, I need to go home already. I have a long day ahead of me. Oh, or
yes,
evening.
You do.
But he's talking about how he watches your family more so than he watches his own. And it's just that closeness is absolutely there.
Does that make sense to you at all?
Oh, yeah, somewhat.
One more
I mean,
thing.
He's tight with my parents.
He talks about, why does he keep saying bowling? He wants me to remind you of bowling. He keep, and not only does he say it to me, he's showing me like bowling ball, pins, the whole thing, bowling. And he's like laughing like his fool head off. That's how I would explain it. I mean, he's just super laughing about it to just kind of keep it in the back of your head.
Okay.
But that's what he's telling me. And that's what he's fine over there.
Okay.
Sorry. I know that it's not like a dead on something that just triggered, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the bowling angle. I don't know. I don't remember. He lived in Wisconsin,
and
so I didn't spend a ton of time with him. Really?
Yeah, he says, when I try to like drill down on the bowling thing with him, and I'm like, what more can, and he goes, always, just, he's all, and always bowling, always, always, always. I don't know what he's trying to tell you, but he's, I mean, he gave me the word, and like I said, he's showing me the ball, the pins, the whole deal.
Well, I fainted once when I dropped a bowling ball in my on my ankle. And I always faint. So there's maybe the bowling in me always.
Is that why he'd be laughing at you?
I don't think so. That's why the superstar Mike Morris laughs at me. Because I faint when I drop bowling balls on my feet. But
you seriously dropped a bowling ball and passed out?
Yeah, and this was after he was dead.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's watching it.
Yeah, that was like 5 or 6 years
Hello?
Ago.
Hello? That has to be it then. I mean, my God, if that isn't something to laugh about, with all due respect to you, Sludge.
Oh, I faint constantly. I'm a sissy.
Really?
Yeah, like,
were you fainting more because of the pain or because you thought that you hurt the bowling ball?
Probably. I was probably looking at the scoreboard and wanting to faint, probably.
Oh, poor baby.
Well, thanks a lot for spending
some time with us,
guys.
Thanks
for coming
in. Thanks, Jeff.
Yay, thanks, guys.
We're doing the whole gambit tonight, Tim.
Yeah.
We've gone, what do we had? Cities 97. We even had Mark Rosen, who's not, you know, he's on the KFAN morning show all the time with the guys.
He's the celebrity.
So we've had Mark Rosen in. And now, you know, kind of the transitionary period, because you've heard her on KFAN, but, you know, every morning you can hear her over on K102. And just to remind people so my boss doesn't get mad, you're currently listening to K-Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
not to
country's hottest number one young female radio
personality.
Donna Valentine.
Good
evening, Donna.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Excellent. Good to know. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, this, you know what's funny, Tiff? You know, I did this sweep last week of all the different morning shows.
Yeah.
Right? And they had us on there. And, you know, when Donna emailed me, she's like, yeah, I went over to K102. I'm like, oh, country fans. This will be interesting. I wonder. I've had the biggest response.
I don't doubt it.
From any of the different radio shows, the K102 morning show people were insane with the amount of emails I got and the support. And first of all, they love these guys. They just kept talking to us about how great K102 was, and they were glad to hear us come on the show.
Scared the hell
they
out of me.
You.
Yeah, it was cute.
Did he do that creepy demon voice for you?
No, please don't.
No. It's creepy.
No, I'm very easily frightened.
Yes, she was.
Yes. Has Dave showed you his shirt? The I poop easy.
I think I wore it in the studio.
Love that one.
I could be wrong. Just don't scare me. I poop easily. Which
I would like one of those.
I'm going to get one of those for you.
You need to have that shirt.
Well, Donna, the way this all works is first you have to lay $300 in small denominations on the table.
All I've got is this medallion.
I'll take it.
Probably worth about $350.
Yes.
So I expect $50 back.
I'm thinking.
I want you to just focus for a few seconds. If there's somebody that you know for sure you want to connect with. And then I'm going to let Tiffany kind of take it away from here. And then if you have a couple of questions specifically, you know, where's the safety deposit key? Did you love me
you know,
or my
I
brother more? Which
lottery
one
numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, I do have somebody. In
and is Mus really in love with you? Anything you really want to know, you just... That's right. The rest
Come
of the K-102
the
morning show will be with us in a minute. All right, so I'll let you guys have at it.
Okay, I do have somebody in mind.
Okay, well, tell me who.
My dad.
Yeah, and his name is
Andrew.
Andrew, what did you want to? What did you want to know?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. I never got to say goodbye to my dad.
Oh,
he died of a massive heart attack.
I'm sorry.
And so, my biggest concern is for a long time I was afraid that he was suffering when he died.
Oh,
because he had gone through some chest pains and things like that for a couple of days, and I didn't go home for that. That was the only Thanksgiving
period.
I didn't go home, and that's when it happened. So I just want to make sure that he's okay.
He is totally okay. He's ridiculously okay. And I know this is going to sound really lame, but he's coming through. And the very first thing, he wants to tell you how much he loves you. Like, he is, like, dropping over himself, like, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I don't know if he was like a terribly affectionate guy when he was here, but he just wants you to know that so much. He also says, too, that he, obviously you work in the radio business, but he brings songs to you. And like you would turn on your radio and all of a sudden, oh my God, that I know that's Dad. And he's telling me to tell you he comes through that way. Hmm. He's also saying, and I love you to pieces. I hope I'm not giving out any too much information, but he's talking about how you perpetually internalize things. Like you feel things way deeper and way more than you will ever acknowledge to anybody. And he said, and it's so cute because he's talking about how he did that too. And he's, you know, it's like, that's what you guys have in common. That's a correlation between the two of you. And he says, you know, that's not good for you because he's talking about the tummy issues that you have because of it. And so, sorry.
Plus, I've had it with you.
It's time
you
to
God, that feels great.
The morning show will never be the same. With Donna Valentine and company. Only. I see the way it's going to roll.
Letting it out, Dad. I'm letting it out. Okay, that's good.
But he's talking about that, too. And then he's also telling me, too, your front door is funky and you need to get that fixed. And so...
Yeah, it is.
He's talking about that. And so... But more
than
any,
nearly killed my cat. Actually,
you what?
It nearly killed my cat. But
you're kidding.
No, it's not my front door. But that's okay. My cat got out of the house and he fell 30 feet and almost died. But he's fine.
Oh my God. Well, cats.
Yeah, I wish I talked to you last week.
Sorry, but he's talking about like you have to get that fixed. Wow. You know, and this is kind of heavier stuff. This is more like emotional character type stuff. But he's talking about, he also tells me, too, that he wants you to know that you do enough. You do good. That you're, everybody has a self-critical notion. Everybody does. But how you're like three times harder on yourself than I would be on myself in the same situation. So he's talking about like lay off yourself as well. So not only do you internalize other people's stuff, but you're like really, really compromising your own self by being really critical. What? And then the sofas, he's talking about the sofa going bad. And that's exactly what he says. Like one cushion, it's almost like, and it's so funny because it's like, he's showing me like a couch, but he said sofa. So I just had to, I want to use that word.
One Davenport.
Exactly. I used to call it the luge because that's all you do is just lay out.
The luge.
But he's talking about one side, and I'm just going to keep using the word sofa, of the sofa going bad. You need to watch for that. I don't know if a cushion is going to tear. I don't know if like there's a spring that's going to go wonky.
A cat that's going to pee on it.
Oh, but he's showing me like so specific. Like if the couch is right here, it's on the left side. It's right over here. But he's talking
about
it. Was
that your dad's favorite spot on the couch maybe?
Oh, that's a good question. He was more of a chair guy. Mm. His chair. Get out of my chair.
Get out of my chair.
Archie
just watch the couch. Like, something's going to happen. Something's going to go funky.
I'll watch the
couch. Maybe the chair's going to fall out the back door. It could be. Trying to, you know, getting all Wile E. Coyote on your cat. Well, Donna, thanks for coming in this evening and spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take another break here. We'll be back with another one of the K102 Morning Show members right after this. You're listening, though. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, sitting across the board from me, Tim Dennis. And this evening, we've got a special deal going on here. We've got Psychic Tiffany is in the studio with us doing readings, and we've got some of the voices that you've grown to love across the Twin Cities every morning. You can tune into all the great shows we've got. Right now, we've got the host of K102's morning show, Muss, is in the studio with us. We have Fish coming up next. We just got done with the lovely Donna Valentine, and now we're going to kind of hopefully make a connection for you.
I'm really concerned about this. I got to be honest.
What? Are you?
Because I'm afraid I want to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
And she's going to lecture you about the chronic masturbation.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want her to divulge any of the things that I am doing. She has a concern with because A, I'm not stopping. And B,
that's beautiful.
She's just going to have to learn to turn away.
Wow.
Just like the time
it's
on grandma's quilt. We'll just turn away and pretend that it never happened.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Darkness.
Goulash Radio.
Fish goulash is dying in the corner. Fish is like, I gotta go.
I'll tell you someday the goulash story.
Okay. No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So
you can see my concern.
Yes. Well, you know what? And Tiff, is this the way that it goes? If there's certain things, mom, dad, grandpa, uncle, they're not going to bring it through if it's potentially embarrassing. Or do they do that?
No, they'll be more than happy to do that.
They'll out them.
I
want to know.
You know,
all the
honestly,
dirty secrets.
I haven't heard a masturbation story, but I've heard stories of incontinence. I've heard. Oh yeah.
Look at the look on his face. He's willing to tell you a couple. Yeah,
I didn't say officially what it was. I didn't deny either.
I'll never eat goulash again. All right. So do you have somebody that you want to connect with on the other side?
Yes, it's my mother.
Oh, what's her name?
Julie.
Julie.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you wanted to know specifically, hon?
Specifically. She made me make a promise when she and I were together.
Yeah.
Some of the last few days.
Not to curse.
And no, wasn't that? It was the other thing. Sorry about that. She made me make a promise. And I want to know, how she feels. I'm living up to that promise.
Okay, hold on. Oh, Julie. She's bringing up the month of July, and you know, that's very common. I don't know what the July reference is. I don't know if it's birthday anniversary, but she's showing me that calendar month. So she's just trying to acknowledge something with July. But as far as...
Once again, she's thinking of my brother again.
Is she?
Silver Spoon gets top billing once again.
Is he that kid?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
But when she does this now, to get to your question, she might have to make these connections.
Yeah, it just has to, you kind of have to walk through it. Yeah, exactly. Julie. This is what she tells me about, like, you growing up. This is what her thing is, Liz. Just kind of dropping her head and shaking it. And like, no, she's talking about how you always had a voice. Mm-hmm. And so you got, like, into the very perfect industry. And so God bless you. You found your calling. She does this like you wouldn't shut up.
I don't know.
Again, for those of you listening over the radio, Tiffany is making a hand puppet like from the chicken dance.
Yeah, sorry. No. Yeah, like you talk a lot. That's not a bad thing. Hold on. She's just kind of ramping through. I think this is more context for me, like I didn't know. But, she says you're making good on your promise. Exactly how she says it to you. So she, yeah, she says, no, I don't know. Your mom's funny.
Yeah.
She has a dry sense of humor. I mean, really cute.
Absolutely.
And she looks at me and she goes, of course, I was half out of my head when I made that promise. Like, so I don't know if she was like highly medicated or what the deal was, but she's acknowledging that to you. And it's cute. She's standing right there and she looks at me. And she just says, but she wants, and she tells it to me, but of course I'm going to mention it, but she says, he's a good kid.
She had to say that to a lot of people. Kind of the buffer of the whole what just happened.
Oh, no, he's good.
He's just, he has special needs.
He should probably wear a helmet.
Please direct all emails to Moss at K102.com.
My Point Sports.
That's he right. licks all the windows. It's okay. But they're talking about
Windex is lemony flavored.
She's totally off base, but she's talking about, she's showing me like a kitchen or a dining room table, and she's talking about that you need to turn it. And I don't know if you guys have been talking about rearranging the house, but she's so specifically showing me, and so I don't know if you're going to walk home tonight. Well, not walk, hopefully drive, but and get there and the wife is going to be, you know, kind of changing things around, but she's so specifically talking
about... she's not moving stuff out.
No.
Okay.
No, it's just, it's truly, it's like she's showing me a table that's this way, and then all of a sudden it goes, boom, like that. And that's exactly what she's showing me. And so she's just mentioning that, so I don't know how that's supposed to play out, but just kind of watch for it, keep it in the back of your mind. And then two, she's talking about, like, she gets through to you, she talks about, like, random little dinging that you're going to hear in your house, and so she wants you to know that that's her. And it's almost as if... what I'm hearing, it's like if I had a doorbell that was kind of wired funky, and it's very brief. It's not a long buzz or it's not a long ding or any sort of, you know, musical chimey thing, but it's really, really, it's almost like a timer when a time, ding,
sure.
you know, just
yeah.
really quick. She's talking about watch for that. You're going to be hearing that more and more often. She wants you to know that that's her.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what that is, sweetie. She's also showing me a flower, and I am so not a, I'm really girly, but not a horticulturist.
She was really into flowers.
She's showing me roses, and it's this beautiful white flower. It's, you know, the only thing that I could probably darn well recognize is a rose, but it's not a rose. It's more like, I'd almost say it has bigger white petals. It almost looks like a lily or something, but watch for that. that's going to be coming around you quite a bit too. And she just
white oleander. Is she in danger? Are they going to try to poison him with white oleander?
I'm not supposed to be pulling those anymore.
Don't do that anymore. Okay. Damn it. Going to hell. But she's just like, she wants you to know that she's going to be coming around more and just like, watch for me. Almost like you're not going to believe it, but just watch for it.
And does she have a connection with my kids?
Absolutely. She,
how sad would it have been if she would have said, no, she dislikes them.
She's talking about, she keeps showing me books, everywhere, yeah. Like tons and tons of books. And so, yeah, she's saying that that's the connection.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Well, I want to make sure we can give the devil his due. So we're going to hold on and we're going to bring Fish back at the top of the hour. Was that all right, Tim? Do we have time for that? We'll do that. And let's just talk real quick. And, you know, Russ, if you want to chime in on this as well. Now, When you're making these connections, Tiffany, you know, I always joke around with this, but I mean, do parents ever come through and lecture the children? You know, he wanted to know, is the mom with the kids? Does he watch over? Mm-hmm. Do the parents ever come through and they're like, yes, and little Must needs really to calm down. cut the Pez dispensers.
Absolutely. And, you know, more often than not, I'm not a doctor, I don't diagnose, but more often than not, it's almost like a health thing. Like, hey, you're thinking that this is just a passing something or another. You need to get them in. You need to get them checked out. I get that a lot about children. The other side loves to talk about kids. If you get them started, it's going to be a 45-minute conversation.
It would be good to know, too, because my kid has already at 6 threatened to do things to me in my sleep. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
He knows that I'm afraid of mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. And I was going to clean up. I told him clean up his toys. If he doesn't, I was going to take his toys away. And then he said, well, if you take my toys away, I'm going to spread mayonnaise all over you in your sleep because I know you hate mayonnaise.
You are a broken individual.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of my 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that was just off the top of his head. What if he gets time to think about it?
Are you ready for this? How frightening is this? Now, this will put you into a really weird perspective. So my son, he's about 4 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, he couldn't eat his vegetables because his brain told him not to. Right. And he shouldn't clean his room because his brain told him not to. So I think it's funny.
That's frightening.
He's sitting there and he comes over to our house and my parents are sitting there on the couch and he's kind of fuming about something. I said, what's wrong? And he goes, what's bothering you? He was mad at his mom and his stepdad.
Yeah.
And I go, oh yeah. I said, what were you supposed to do that your brain told you not to? And he just pauses and he goes, nothing. And I go, well, what's your brain telling you now? And I kind of look at my mom and dad and wink. And he goes, to kill my mom and stepdad.
Oh, jeez.
And just as, and I looked at him and I go,
no.
Well, I love you, son. Can I get you some candy?
Yeah.
Where's the
4 years old, man? Do you remember when I told you that, Tim? Oh, it was frightening.
That's
really
so see,
scary.
I'd rather smear mayo with
him. So what do you say? Play date?
Yes, exactly. No, he's, you know, he still hasn't gotten out of the restraints, but, you know, we miss him at the holidays. Oh, geez.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And remember to listen to K102 every morning. You guys can hear some of the best drive time and music on the radio. When you're not listening to K-Talk, of course, my boss is going to just beat me.
Yeah,
senseless, but
you're
that's
super
okay,
in trouble.
Because K-Talk rules, and so does K-102. We're going to be back. We'll be back with Fish from K-102 as well in a moment. You're listening to Darkness Radio every Saturday and Sunday night from 9 to midnight. If you missed any part of the show, go check it out on our archive. We'll be back with more.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.